What's up, everybody? Ryan Daniel Moran here with another episode of Freedom Fastlane, and today is a good one. Today is a topic that I've been really studying my entire life, and really have never developed it into a clear system until the last year or so, and it has provided tremendous freedom in my life, and I would like to pass this knowledge on to you. Today, we're talking about investing. This is maybe the most important topic we could talk about because so many people get this wrong. They have so many false beliefs around investing. And really, it is the most crucial part to having a financially free and stress-free life, because if you get this piece right, you hold the keys to the kingdom and you don't have to have a huge income in order to rapidly change your life by investing wisely. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're talking about investing wisely and the systems and the vehicles that I personally use in order to invest throughout the long term. You know, I used to think that cash gave you freedom. I used to think that with $1 million in the bank, that you could be free. Really, what I was looking for was mental freedom, because I was in this mindset younger in life where I was always trying to get more money. And as a result of that, I felt like I had no brain space to think about anything else. Well, that really doesn't give you freedom, because what I found out was once you make a lot of money, if it just sits in the bank account, it actually really freaking stresses you out. I don't know if you've ever experienced that before, but you always have money problems. It's just a matter of the type of money problems you want to have. You've either not got enough, or you don't know what to do with what you've got, or you are being taxed too much. You've always got money problems. It's just what kind of money problems do you want to have? And there was a time where I had a lot of money in the bank, and I felt like I had more money problems than I had ever had in my life. I had more stress about money than I ever did before. And the reason for that is because cash does not give you freedom. Cash flow gives you freedom. If you talk to any successful person or entrepreneur, they will tell you that the minute that the monthly revenues do not exceed expenditures, there is a moment of panic, because all of a sudden the trend is down. If we're in the red, if our expenditures exceed our revenues, that just means that we're going to end up broke and working at Walmart and living with our parents. That's just the natural conclusion of what's going to happen. I mean, you talk to any entrepreneur, they've had that type of a thought before, because cash in the bank doesn't give you freedom. Cash flow gives you freedom. So I believe Robert Kiyosaki, when he says in Rich Dad Poor Dad, that the secret to wealth is acquiring cash-producing assets. Now, I have spent my adult life building cash-producing assets mostly on the internet. And a few years ago, I realized that things were going to change. I realized that the way that I was doing things in that time wasn't going to always be around, because the internet is always changing, businesses are always changing, and I started to realize, well, if something changes and I'm not able to compete, what am I going to do? So I started buying cash-producing assets, and that's when I got really passionate about alternative income streams. Now, I have what I call the financial freedom formula. If you go to what's my website? freedomfastlane.com, and you go to our resources page, there are some resources on the financial freedom formula. But this is the cliff notes. It comes down to what I call my wealth triad. This is my personal money wealth growing machine. It looks like this. I make my money in my businesses, and for me, those are online. I invest them into cash producing real estate, and then I put that cash into dividend paying stock. That's the method I follow. Your goals might be slightly different. I'm 26 at the time of this recording, so I still got some time. So I invest in more things than I would advise somebody to invest in if they're 56. They may not need to diversify as much as I do, and we'll cover that in a second. I get a lot of questions from entrepreneurs who know that I'm passionate about this topic, and they ask me, hey, I've got a pile of cash sitting around. Where would you recommend that I put all this money? What that usually reflects, and I confess to this myself, is not having a good system in place for investing. I had this scenario late last year where I had a significant amount of money just sitting around, and I was looking for a place to put it where it would produce more cash, and I didn't know where to put it. And there's this temptation of, I'm just going to find this thing, I'm going to take a few $100,000, put it into this vehicle, it'll spit back $50,000 a year, I won't see it or touch it, and I'll be safe for the rest of my life. This is a misconception. This is kind of a pipe dream that we often fall into. If I can just get enough cash and put it into this vehicle, and then I'll be set. That never really happens, because what ends up happening for most of us is we get that money, and then our croc brain kicks in and wants to keep us safe, and it says, I can't put all this money in this vehicle. What if it goes down and I lose all of my investment? So the way that I have created some mental freedom around this topic is having a regular system for investing, and that's why I created my Wealth Triad. I make my money on my businesses, and I have criteria for my businesses. My businesses have to be location independent, meaning I can work from them from anywhere. They have to make at least $10,000 a month profit, and they cannot be tied to my time. The results of that business can't be tied to the amount of time that I spend on them, because if I'm trading my hours for dollars, then I'm acting like a poor person. And if you are trading your hours for dollars, then you are acting like a poor person. So your first step, if you're working a job right now and you want to be financially free, your first step is to develop that business that meets your criteria. Because that is the first part of the financial freedom formula, is that your money comes from profits, not from wages. Actually, I'm putting the cart before the horse a little bit. Really, your first goal, even before you start a business, is to shore up your finances. And I'd recommend following even some of Dave Ramsey's stuff, where he talks about saving for an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months of expenses and paying off all of your debt. He has a strategy called the debt snowball. You can just Google that and it'll come up. But that is really, that's like part 1A of being financially free, is shoring up your debts and your finances and getting those handled. Then step one really is getting your money, your cash flow, what you live on, from profits, not wages. Starting a business. Now, I talk a lot about online businesses because that's what I have done. And I just listed the criteria for the good online businesses of what I look for. But then it doesn't stop there. You know, I have a lot of friends who have made a lot of money on the internet who have wasted it all because they didn't invest. They thought the gravy train was going to be going on forever. And so they blew all their money on cars and booze and houses, and now they're broke. Or worse, they're just in this, they're in this trap of they have to go out and make money and make money and make money to sustain their lifestyle and to sustain their egos. And they never really move on to living a life that they really love. And that's the worst failure of all, is being monetarily successful but never really living the life that you ultimately want. I have no interest in that. I have interest in being financially free so that you can live an extraordinary life. And that requires passive cash flow. That requires investing. So this is what it looks like for me. This is what I put my money first into. Once I make my money in profits, actually, let me back up a second. Let me tell you exactly how kind of my businesses are structured, because I get these questions a lot. From my businesses, I take a salary. That's what I live off of. It's what I, how I eat. It's how I pay rent. It is how I go out to dinner. It's how I pay my monthly expenses, through that salary. And then at the end of the year or every quarter, I take profits from my business, whatever is left over after I've paid myself. I invest a small amount from my salary each month. It's actually $500 a month. So about 10% of that salary that I pay myself. And then each quarter, when I take my profits, I attempt to invest all of that. Now, this is how I operate. You might operate slightly differently. Your goals might be differently. But I live off my salary and I invest a small amount of that each month just as a habit to get into. But then each quarter or every year when I take my profits, I try to invest all of that. And the first thing, if you're in that position where you've got cash to invest and you're looking, where do I put that? The first thing you need to be looking at is high return, low risk investments. So this is for me, quadrant two. I've made my money in my businesses. Then I'm investing that into quadrant two, which is high profit, high return, low risk investments. When I was 15 years old, my Uncle Tom gave me some of the best advice I ever received. I don't know why I remember this, but he said to me, I've always looked to get 1% per month on my money. So if I invest $50,000 into something, I want to be returning $500 a month from that investment. For some reason, that always stuck with me. So that is what I consider a high return investment. So 10 to 12% each year on an investment. This is my quadrant two. So if you got money that you're sitting, you've had sitting around that you're looking to invest in, if somebody came to me, I'd be saying you need to be looking at high return, low risk investments that bring back 10 to 12% a year, or 1% per month on the money that you put in. That's what I consider a high return investment. Where can you get those type of numbers? There are a few places. Where I put it is single family real estate. Now, it's important to note here that my business is not real estate investing. My investments are real estate investing, okay? The difference is distinct here because there are people whose business is real estate investing. And as a result of them focusing all of their time and attention on their real estate practice, they're able to generate higher returns because they're seeing deals all the time. They are getting creative financing, and then they might be rehabbing and flipping something. That's awesome. That is not my investment strategy. In fact, I don't consider that an investment strategy. That is a cash generation strategy. That is also a business model. So if you want to do that type of business in quadrant one as your business, that's fine. As your day job, that's cool. But since it's in my quadrant two of high return, low risk investments, meaning I'm investing my money to bring me more over the long term, then I want it to be automated, and I'm looking for that 1% per month. That is my investment strategy. So that quadrant two has certain criteria, just like my businesses have certain criteria where I want them to be location independent, make a certain amount of money each month. I want them to not be tied to my hours. My investment criteria is that they have to be passive cash flow, meaning I don't have to do anything. They have to be high return, and my principal does not go down over the long term. That means that over a 5 to 10 year span, my principal does not go down on average. Now, some people will come back and say, yeah, but look at the stock market in 2008. It crashed. Correct. It's higher now than it was back then. Will there be another correction? Probably. Will it go down again? Yes. And probably 10 years from now, it may just be higher than it is now. Now, I'm no psychic. I'm no financial planner. I've just looked at the trends over the last 100 years and see something consistent. that there are ups and there are downs, but over the long term, things go up in things like real estate and things like the stock market. Now, I'm not after one-year returns when I'm investing. If you're looking for trades, you're no longer thinking like an investor. You're thinking like somebody who's producing income, which is fine. It just means you're thinking in the wrong quadrant. You're trying to use investments as a way to make cash, which is not what they're there for. They're there for cash flow on money you've already made, hopefully from the profits of your business. Forgive me if I am being redundant, but I get a lot of questions around this topic specifically. So just to recap, quadrant one, I make my money in my businesses. I invest the profits into real estate. Now, some people say that's not passive. And I say, yes, it is, because I set it up to be passive. So I have property managers that find renters, that do all of the tenant finding, that do all of the repairs. I've never gotten a call for a leaky toilet because that's not my job. My job is to put money into investments that I think are worthwhile and to let other people figure out the details. That is the investment strategy in my real estate. So I buy single family homes. Some people I know buy duplexes and triplexes. Now there's other people that would rather not touch any real estate at all. They'd rather not own any houses. Well, guess what? There is a cool workaround for this. And now I confess that this is actually quadrant three for me, just based on my goals. But for some people, they would like to use this in quadrant two because it does meet the criteria for it. And it is something called real estate investment trusts, REIT, or REITs. A REIT is a publicly traded real estate investment company. And they often own apartment buildings, they own mortgage notes, they own large portfolios of single-family houses. They're publicly traded real estate investment companies. Because of the way that they are taxed and regulated by the government, they have to pay out a certain portion of their profits, I believe it's 80%, as dividends. So if you are a shareholder of this company, you get the profits of owning real estate without having to own the real estate itself. And because the profits have to be paid out at a certain percentage, I think it's 80%, the dividends tend to be very high, between 9 and 15%, depending on the trust that you are investing in. There are a couple that I track regularly and invest in. My favorite is trades under the stock symbol AGNC. AGNC. And my second favorite trades under the stock ticker NLY. Now, full disclosure, I'm invested in these companies. So these are my favorite REITs. There's a lot of them out there. And there are even REITs on other assets besides real estate. I confess to not knowing as much about these vehicles, but they are out there. You can have REITs in energy. You can have REITs in other sectors as well. I just know the real estate game. I like the real estate game. I bring that up because some people don't want to own single-family houses, but they'd love to get the cash flow and the appreciation of real estate. So a REIT may be beneficial for you to plug into quadrant two to fit that high return, low risk investment. Now, I consider this quadrant three, which I'll get to next. But for some people, they just want to have that in their higher return, low risk quadrant. There's one other place, a third place where you can put your money in quadrant two, and that is back into your business or into other people's businesses, assuming that there is cash flow coming back from this investment. At the end of last year, I had this chunk of cash, and I went back and forth and tried to determine where I was going to put it, And finally, I had a call with my partners in my businesses, and I said, hey, would our company benefit from an influx of cash? Now, none of them really technically needed it, but I said, would we benefit at all from having a surge of cash? And all of them said, yes, we could use some money and put it into rolling out this new product line. So I took some of the cash that I had saved from my businesses, and I put them back into the businesses in order to roll out new product lines. I was confident doing that because I knew that it was going to produce a certain cash flow and that I would get my principal back quickly. You can also do this with businesses in the sector that you're in. Where can you produce value in your sector of businesses, and where would cash accelerate some growth? You see, if you can put money into a business, advise that business because you have experience in that sector, get your principal back quickly, and get cash flow over the long term as a result of investing in that business from that lump sum of cash, that's a very attractive investment for me. And I do that in businesses that I know that I can add value to and that I understand. Now, my long play here is that I hope that one of the companies that I invest in someday turns into a WhatsApp or a Facebook and goes public, and I make enough money to buy the Cleveland Indians. This is my strategy for placing myself strategically in that type of a position. But it also is a great place to invest your money for quadrant two in high return, low risk investments. They're low risk for you because you understand that sector, you understand that business, and you know that you can provide value there to ensure that your investment brings back a certain cash flow. So three places where you can put your money in quadrant two. You invest your business profits into real estate investments that are automated, meaning you have property managers doing all of the work. You can put them into real estate investment trusts, or you can invest them into other businesses. I did this a few years ago when I bought a restaurant in my hometown of Cleveland, Ohio. It's called Fresh Planet. It's a high-end fast food local organic eatery. That would be a roundabout way of saying it, I guess. And it took 2 years, but now almost 3 years into it, I guess just over 2 years, we're finally turning a profit on that. And now I'm going to start getting cash from that. I knew that was a long-term play. That was fine. I had the cash and it was quadrant two for me. And now that cash flow, hopefully, will exist for decades. And I'll have cash flow coming from that establishment for a very long time, or until I agree to sell my stake in that restaurant. This brings us to quadrant three. Quadrant one, we've earned our money in businesses. And if you're not at your own business yet, then your focus needs to be on building quadrant one. If you have a business that's profitable, but you don't have investments yet, then your focus needs to be on quadrant two, which is cash flow from high return, low risk investments. And some people stop here, and that's fine, because freedom can come from just the cash flow from quadrant two investments. That is just fine. I take it one step further where I put that cash into quadrant three. I take the cash that I've earned from my investments in quadrant two, and I put that into long-term, even low return, cash-producing, dividend-paying stock. This is my long-term wealth, where I just keep putting money in and letting it grow over the long term. I want to make it abundantly clear at this point that I do not consider myself a stock trader, in the same way that I am not a house flipper. I am not a stock trader, because that would put me in the new money quadrant, quadrant one. So I am not a stock trader. I am a stock investor. And specifically for me, it's dividend paying stock, because that is a cash producing asset that over the long term does not lose its principal most of the time on average. So that is where what I'm putting into quadrant three, is long-term wealth that produces cash but also grows over the long term. And I am reinvesting those dividends into more stock. So it just keeps compounding, forever, forever. Amen. There's another fantastic book about this. It's called The Single Greatest Investment. It's by Lowell Miller. I can give you the Cliff Notes version in about 30 seconds. It looks like this. The best investment you can make long term is in dividend paying stock that has a long history of increasing their dividends over time. So there are companies that for 25 years have increased their dividend year after year after year. And if you keep putting that dividend back into buying more stock, then your first year, your returns don't look very good. You're at 3 or 4%. Second year, they still don't look very good. You're at 3 to 4.1%. But over 5 and 10 years, your returns are astronomical, because you basically have a goose that's laying a golden egg that is allowing you to buy more and more geese. And as a result, it just keeps compounding and growing and growing. So what we have here is something pretty cool. We have our businesses paying for our lives, and we are investing the profits into a high return, low risk investment, which could be real estate or other businesses that you're familiar with. Or if you don't like either of those, a real estate investment trust does fine, although I put that in the next quadrant, which is long-term wealth production and cash flow, which is low risk, lower return in the short run, but very high return in the long run. And I get that from dividend paying stock that have increased their dividends for a long time. I look for 10 years or more. And then quadrant four is the money that you get to keep. At least this is my setup. You can modify this for however you want. Some people completely cut out quadrant three. So they have the money that they make from their salary, and then they put it into cash flow, and then they bring that back into quadrant four, which is the extra money that they get to play with. They get to expand their lives further based on that, or give back more. Set a salary to pay for your bills, and then you have your extra fun money. Now, for me, I'm 26. To be quite honest with you, I don't need a whole lot of extra fun money, although I play plenty. And so I just put that into quadrant three, which is long-term dividend paying stock that gets paid for from the investments that I bought using the profits from my business. If you need a visual of this, head over to freedomfastlane.com. Check out our resources. You can find downloads of the Wealth Triad and the Financial Freedom Formula. So your steps look like this. First of all, you need to be investing 10% of your gross income after you have set up your emergency funds, paid off your debts, things like that. If you're not there yet, then it's time for you to go out and get new money. If it's hard for you to reserve 10% of your income, then you need more disposable income, and you get that by starting a business. So again, step 1A is shoring up your finances, following whatever financial planner you like. Dave Ramsey is one whose recommendations I think are helpful, although I disagree with his political beliefs. His financial planning arguments are very sound and recommended. 1B is then starting your own income stream based on your businesses. So you are investing then, your investment at that point is a business that pays cash flow. And that is your greatest, that's the greatest investment you can make, is a business that pays you profits. Then once you have that and you're paying your salary from that, you pay the, you use the profits to then go into cash producing assets, which you can either live off of or put into long-term dividend paying stock that continue to roll over and compound. And those profits go into extra money that you can do with as you please, give away more, travel more, whatever. Once you are out of quadrant one, you are financially free. You have enough passive income to live life however you want. Some people may argue that they're financially free in quadrant one when their businesses pay for their life. I say it's in quadrant two when you have something that you don't control or manage being the source of all of your income and your expenses. This is my investment strategy. It's one that works. It is a system that clears up my mental space to think, what am I going to do with money? Following this system gives me that roadmap. And if you need a roadmap, this may be one that works for you. Hey, I would love to hear your thoughts on this topic. Head over to freedomfastlane.com, find this episode, and leave me a comment. Let me know if this was helpful. Hey, and in just case, in the case you didn't know, we actually get our listeners here at Freedom Fastlane based off of how well we show up in the iTunes store. And you can help us show up more in the iTunes store by subscribing, which is free, and by leaving us a review in the iTunes store. So if you just give us a good review on iTunes, say you think we're doing a good job, and subscribe, that actually helps us show up higher in the rankings on iTunes. And one last comment, if you are at that point where you are looking to build a business, because you're at that point where your emergency funds are covered, but you are still in a job and you're saying, I've got to build this quadrant one where I'm living off of profits rather than wages, that is my specialty. I happen to be doing a group coaching class that starts next week. It's a free bonus for signing up for a program that I very highly endorse called Amazing Selling Machine, which was the first thing I bought when I was building my Amazon businesses, which you've heard me talk about. It's a highly recommended program with a fairly expensive price tag. So I have offered to do free group coaching by joining my mastermind for that class, which is called The Tribe. And we have amazing success stories from The Tribe. We have one team of two that's doing over $250,000 in revenue per month. We have other people who are doing $50,000 a month and more as a result of the training and the support that they got from buying that product and being a part of The Tribe. If that is something that is of interest to you, because that's the point that you're at, I'd love to be your mentor through that process. Head over to freedomfastlane.com/AmazonProfits for an article that I wrote about how exactly this business works, and you'll see other posts and announcements about the openings inside of this group coaching there. I'd love to have you as part of this group. Remember, leave me a comment on this post page. Let me know what you thought about this show, and I look forward to seeing you at the next episode. Thanks for listening, everybody.